About 1 in 10 kids in Pitkin County are living in poverty. That's according to a statewide study discussed in Aspen last week. Officials with the Colorado Children's Campaign visited with parents, elected leaders, and child care workers about their latest findings. Shirley Ritter is a child advocate who runs Kids First, an Aspen center subsidized by taxpayers. I spoke with her last week.
9% of our kiddos under 6 live in poverty. And we're talking federal poverty level. So that's a really low income.
What is that income?
That income before taxes is $23,850 a year for a family of 4. So pretty unsustainable.
How does it compare to neighboring counties?
Some other counties and even our neighboring counties have a slightly higher rate than that. Other counties across the state, it varies quite a bit. But the other interesting thing is that when you look at all children and youth under age 18, that jumps to almost 30%. That's a lot of our population here.
Well, and part of this report talks about child care. Colorado is the second least affordable state in the country for center-based child care for infants. What is the situation like in the Roaring Fork Valley? Is it that bad?
I think it is. I think that parents really struggle. Fortunately, we do have some of these assistance programs in the Aspen area. Now, Down Valley is a little bit different story because there are folks that qualify for the CCAP through the state. There is also a program administered through the school districts. But families in general, on two counts, they struggle because it is expensive here, like everything else. Now, that being said, it's really expensive to operate childcare here. It all kind of evens out, but it makes it really challenging.
Well, and another piece of this report talks about race and ethnicity and sort of the inequities there. It says, you know, children of color are more likely to be living in poverty, less likely to be enrolled in preschool, and less likely to graduate from high school on time than their non-Hispanic white peers.
That is still the case. I think they see that pretty much across the state. Now, the difference is, in the Upper Valley, we don't have big numbers like they do in some counties, but there is still a gap, an achievement gap, if you will. And it's tied to children who may be non-white, who are English language learners, or who have other risk factors. And not coincidentally, they tend to more often live in poverty. So for instance, in the Aspen School District, even though overall the third grade reading test is really, it's really pretty positive. We're well above the state level. Something like 88% of the children do well, better than expected. But when you break that down by those families and those kids that are eligible for free and reduced lunch, which is sort of their easy way to differentiate some of those more at-risk kiddos, then there's a 15-point difference. Those kiddos do less well. Same thing happens in math. Overall, you know, Aspen scores in the math proficiency are increasing, and the math scores for the children at risk are increasing, but there is a 26-point difference between how that group of families who receive free and reduced lunch compared to the overall population, how they're doing in those tests. So it's great that we're doing well overall, but we have to sit back and say, our work's not done. You know, there's still more that we need to do. There are some gaps that we need to be concerned about.
Well, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Shirley Ritter directs Kids First for the City of Aspen.